ABC Listen. Podcasts, radio, news, music, and more.
Tell me, when will you be mine? Tell me, quando, quando.
Nearly 60 years since he broke onto the stage. Engelbert Humperdinck has Grammy nominations, a Golden Globe, platinum records, stars on multiple walks of fame from Hollywood, LA, and Leicester in the UK. Still, he's not done with new music on the way. He hopes to find new stages, new audiences to serenade. But first, next month, he returns to Australian shores for the Last Waltz tour. He joined me a little earlier. Engelbert, welcome to the program.
Thank you very much. Nice to be with you.
There goes my only possession.
You've been called the king of romance. Your music has been the soundtrack to many first dances. How does that make you feel?
Well, I didn't name myself. You know, my fans and the press did that to me. I'm very proud of the title and I'm happy to be associated in that category.
Engelbert Humperdinck story began well before 1967 and well before you actually took that name. Just tell me the story behind that stage name.
Well, the story was I tried to work under my real name, which was my real name is Arnold George Dorsey.
If I could do the things I wanted to, I would make you run to me.
And I changed it to Jerry Dorsey. And I worked under it, and there was I became a semi-name, you know, with Jerry, but it didn't really take off because I never had any hit records. Then all of a sudden, I found a manager who changed my name and found the right song for me, and bingo, you know, here I am talking to you across the world.
I find that so interesting. Do you think a name can carry that kind of weight?
It was the name, but mostly I think it was the song that did it. Release Me was my song that got me off the ground, and it was just an amazing story.
Please release me.
Because when I recorded it, it sat on the shelf for about 3 months, and I never thought it was going to take off. Then I did a show called The Sunday Night at the London Palladium. And the very next day, it started selling 80 and 90,000, 100,000 a day. And it was just amazing. Stopped the Beatles from having their 13th number one.
Did stop them. Part of your story includes your long friendship with Elvis Presley. Is it true he was inspired by your sideburns?
I don't know whether he was inspired, but I did tell him, I said, Elvis, you stole my sideburns. But he didn't take it bad at all, you know. We just joked about it, but I was the first to wear sideburns before he did, including with all of them, you know, Beatles, the Rolling Stones, and Kenny Rogers, and you know, all these people who started putting their sideburns on after I did it.
Now, I believe you're working on new music that you might get to perform to Australian audiences. Tell me about it.
Well, I can't tell you too much. It's a concept album. It's out of my comfort zone, this kind of music that I'm recording, which is quite difficult for me to handle at the moment. But I'm doing my best, and my record company, Clearwater Records, seem to think that is something that is going to be very unusual for my career and be another stepping stone, which I'm very proud to say. Hopefully people are going to enjoy the kind of music that I'm going to give them.
Now, I've read that you like to take your songs to Glastonbury. Tell me about that. What attracts you to that festival?
Oh, yeah. I've never done it, but I'd like to do it. Maybe this new music will take me there, you know. But my style of music doesn't belong in Glastonbury, you know.
Where does it belong?
It belongs around the world to the romantic people.
Are there still enough romantic people around the world?
I think so. I think everybody has that romantic touch inside of them. And because without that, there is no love. And everybody has to have love and light.
But the love we had was going strong. Through the good and bad, we
get along.
What does your music making involve? How do you come up with a song?
Well, I personally think it has to have a great storyline and a great melody line and have a lasting appeal. If you have a melody that you can't, after you've heard it a couple of times, you can't hum it or sing it a couple of lines, it's not worth recording. And so therefore, I go into this mode of recording songs that really have a catchy tune to them and a very good storyline, because people relate to the stories that they hear in a song, and that they think it belongs to them as well. That sometimes they've lived that life, that story, and then that's what makes them happy to buy the music, because they say, well, you know, this is my life. That's the kind of music I like to record.
Do you have a preference between making music, recording music, and performing it?
Well, recording and performing are two different acts, and I certainly enjoy the fact that creating music is a very, very wonderful side of an artistic career, you know, of an artist's career. And that's what I do when I get in the studio. I start creating at that point and performing it when I get on stage, you know. There's the two sides of it. I mean, like an actor, he reads the script as one time and then he performs it as the second time. That's when he's on stage.
What are you most looking forward to about performing in Australia?
Well, I've worked there before and I've had a great time, and I'm looking forward to coming back. It's been a while since I've been there, and you've got a beautiful country, and I enjoy the sunshine. I hope you've got sunshine when I get there. Is it summer when I get there?
May, we're starting to get cold, but you'll be okay. There's cold. There's your cold and there's our cold. I think you're going to be okay.
Well, what would you say? The 78 to 80 degrees?
You'll be right. Yeah, that's about right. Yeah.
I don't know what that is. You're in Celsius, aren't you?
Yes, we are in Celsius, but that's okay. I adapt. I adapt to you. It's been so lovely to speak to you. Thank you.
Thank you so much.
Engelbert Humperdinck returns to Australia for the last waltz tour in May.
Find more great ABC RN stories that take you beyond the headlines on the ABC Listen app.